Star Trek takes on racism in today's episode of Let That Be Your Last Battlefield.
Compliance, the final frontier. Tom Fox is the Voyager of trekking through compliance. His mission? To explore the original series and seek out and share what it can teach you about compliance. Here's your host, Tom Fox.
Trekking Through Compliance, Episode 70, Let That Be Your Last Battlefield. In this episode of Trekking Through Compliance, we consider the episode Let That Be Your Last Battlefield, which aired on January 10, 1969, and occurred on Stardate 5730.2. Story synopsis. The Federation Starship Enterprise is on a mission to help decontaminate the polluted atmosphere of the planet Arianus when sensors detect a Federation shuttlecraft that was reported stolen. The craft is brought along with its alien pilot, who identifies himself as Loki, a political refugee from the planet Charon. Loki's most striking feature is that his skin is black on one side of his body and white on the other side, and he claims to be a political refugee from Charon. Shortly thereafter, sensors detect another spacecraft in pursuit of the Enterprise. The alien craft destroys itself, or rather disintegrates, but not before its pilot, Beel, transports to the Enterprise bridge. He is colored black and white, similar to Loki. Beel explains that he is on a mission to retrieve political traitors. His current quarry is Loki, who has been chasing for 50,000 Earth years. Beel is taken to Loki, and the two begin to argue about the history of their peoples, almost coming to blows. Beel demands that Captain Kirk take him and Loki to Charon. Kirk refuses, telling him he will have to make his case to Federation authority. Sometimes later, the ship changes course to Charon, and Beel announces that his will has taken control of the ship. Loki demands the death of Beel, and Kirk orders them both to be taken to the brig. Unfortunately, a force field generated by both aliens makes that impossible. With no other way to regain control, Kirk threatens to destroy the Enterprise and begins the ship's auto-destruct sequence. In the last seconds of the countdown, Beel relents, and the ship is returned to its course to Arianus. As Beel continues angrily to press his matter with Starfleet, he reveals the source of the conflict with Loki. He and the people of Charon are black on their right sides, while Loki's people are white on their right sides. The distinction is lost on the ship's officers, who leave it for the legal authorities at the next starbase to decide what to do. Once the Arianus mission is completed, Beel takes control of the Enterprise again, this time disabling the self-destruct system. When the ship arrives at Charon, Spock can find no sign of intelligent life. Loki and Beel realize they were the only ones left of their peoples. Enraged, they attack each other, their force fields threatening to damage the ship. Loki breaks away and Beel pursues him, and the two eventually beam down to the now destroyed planet. So what's the fun fact for this episode? According to the original, or rather the Memory Alpha listing on this episode, the original story concept did not depict the aliens with bicolored skin. Fred Friedberger, the producer, recalled that Gene Kuhn originally had a devil with a tail chasing an angel. Episode director Judd Taylor came up with the idea of a bicolored skin shortly after the episode began filming. His original suggestion was that they be half black, half white, one color from the waist up and the other color from the waist down, but wearing reversed color schemes. The central idea stuck, but the colors were finally separated along the vertical axis rather than the horizontal. This made for better filming and also made costuming in much easier.
It was an interesting reaction and reception to this episode. Fred Freiberg, the producer, stated this was one of the episodes he was most proud of. However, Harlan Ellison thought the episode a terrible one with a weak message. He said, quote, "Roddenberry may have been a big deal progressive, but I never heard of him giving a dime to the civil rights movement. Now, I don't know what his personal attitude was, because he was always talking about the perfectibility of mankind, which is BS, and talking about equality. But it was a very awkward kind of liberalism, as evidenced by that stupid stunt where people are painted half white and half black, kind of heavy-handed wannabe liberal thing that embarrasses anyone who has true feelings about racism." I must say that having grown up in the segregated and then Racial South. I found this episode to be extremely powerful. The hatred that is portrayed is in many ways what I grew up with. I went to segregated schools until the time I was in high school. And unfortunately, we have that kind of blatant racism, again, brought by Donald Trump and his ilk. So the scourge of racism still exists. It really is brought forward in this episode. And I hope you'll watch this episode and think about the invidiousness of racism and what it can do and does do to destroy a civilization.
So what are the three compliance takeaways for today? I found this episode incredibly prescient in view of the tragedies that befell the communities of El Paso and Dayton over the weekend, with racial hatred leading to mass murders and massacres of people. And as a compliance officer, what are your responsibilities to keep your stakeholders safe? So obviously your employees are your stakeholders, but what about your customers? If you're Walmart, what do you do for safety? What do you do in a state like Texas where it is legal, and let me repeat, legal, to march into a store with an automatic assault rifle? It's not illegal until you begin shooting people. So how do you protect against that? What about your employees? Do your employees feel safe at work? At the gym this morning, they put up a new sign that no bags were allowed past the locker room now. So how do you keep your employees safe? And that is falling more on compliance now, because you have to be aware of red flags in social media. Are you aware of what your employee base is saying? Are you aware of the political statements made by your employees, which could incite violence in themselves or others? These are incredibly difficult questions, but unfortunately, in the not only age of Trump, but also in assault weapons being legal in the United States, it's the reality of what you have to do. It also brings up the next point, which is both Loki and Beal are very loose with the truth, at least as the rest of the world seems to understand it, in terms of trying to get what they want. So are you doing business with ethical companies? Are you doing business in a way that's going to get you into trouble? If you are a vendor to Walmart, if you are purchasing Walmart products, does that in any way negatively impact you? We've seen a series of employee walkouts, strikes, and other concerted action from mattress makers who were supplying the detention and concentration camps on the border to employees of Salesforce, Google, and Amazon revolting against the company's work in the family separation policies. So what do you do around employees who boycott your own products and their own work because you're doing business with unethical and these going forward? So it's something for compliance. I hope you'll join us tomorrow on Trekking Through Compliance, where we take a look at the Mark of Gideon.
If you enjoyed this episode of Trekking Through Compliance, you can help it grow by sharing it with the biggest Trek fan you know.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.